body staging, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Allah, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel a beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing.
I'm feeling it, I know it's coming, greater anointing, God. God bless you. Good morning. God bless all of you all over the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing, my God Almighty, to worship and also to be on with you, my God, conversating about the Lord thy God. If you're on Eastern Standard Time, you are listening to us in the a.m. morning time. Amen. Even if you're on, my God Almighty, my God, depends on what part of the world, amen, on the West Coast, amen. But fortunately, my God, we got brothers and sisters all over the world that is all types of days. It's all is different times and different days. But nevertheless, amen, we still just want to praise God, and we still just want to give God his glory. So I just want to thank all of you, amen. I just want to thank all of you for tuning in, and thank all of you for being a part. I'm telling you, my God, I know many of you was blessed on yesterday, amen, for hearing the teaching on being thankful. Many of you, my God, testified that it was a teaching that you never heard put that way before, amen, my God. And that's what one thing about when you begin to engage into someone that is biblical in science with the Word of God and trying to operate in the office to help develop you, amen, begin to pull back some layers before you can begin to see. And best believe that if you have Word in you and you really understand the Word of God just a little bit, amen, things will begin to make sense to you, amen. It'll just begin to make sense, amen. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. I'm going ahead and try to finish up this teaching this morning so we can begin to understand the different outlook of being thankful. Amen. The question is, are you really thankful, or are you just one of the emotions individuals that you are thankful for that moment, but you are not really thankful of what God done did for your life? And when I speak on life, I'm speaking life changing, amen? I'm just not speaking on today, amen? I'm speaking on life changing. But nevertheless, amen, let's go ahead and get ready and engage into this here, my God. And I'm telling you, you might want to go ahead and call somebody internationally, amen, my God Almighty, Nigeria, South Africa, United Kingdom, amen, Australia, Asia. We thank God for you all, brothers and sisters. And you might want to come on in and join in, my God Almighty, for what God is doing. So I just want to thank you all once again, amen, because God is good, and his mercy what? Endure for what? Forever. Come on, somebody. Y'all know the word of God. Wake up, my God Almighty. Our East Coast families and friends, some of my ADM members, you might need to text some of your ADM brothers and sisters and tell them to get up right now and go ahead and join in with us on Blog Talk, because it's a teaching, my God, of being thankful like they probably never heard before as well. Amen? Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and to you, Apostle, and to First Lady, and to each and every one of you. First of all, I just like to thank God just for another day that I have to enjoy. God, we thank you, because you didn't have to breathe on this morning. We realized that. To give us another opportunity to praise your name. Give us another opportunity to come near to you in the name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to save souls, deliver, and set the captive free in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing our bodies in the name of Jesus, God. We said that you would, and we just believe that you are doing it. And it's already done in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being that mind regulator for us, God. We realize, God, somebody's mind is gone this morning, God, and yet it's still, we have to realize we still have ours, God. It's nothing that we did, but it's all you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, God. We glorify your name like never before, God. Attending the draws near to you, God, like never before, God. Oh, God, teach us the way that we're supposed to go, God. Teach us, Lord, I'll share your word, God, and the name of you say, hallelujah, this morning, God. Let your word burn down and out, sanctify his soul, God. Tell him, oh, come, little boy, shake, God. Only you can do these things, God. So we're asking you, God, this morning, God, to have your way. Have your way, God. Move us out the way, God, and you just come in like a flood in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. I lift up every minister, little boy, shake, that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to use them mighty, God, and let them continue to walk the way that you will have them to go in the name of Jesus. Honor their footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, God. In Jesus' name, God, have your way. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We just thank you, Mother. My God Almighty, for that prayer. God bless you all. I'm telling you all, my God, God is awesome. And I pray that many of you that is listening all over the world, that God begin to ignite your fire. He'll begin to ignite you, my God Almighty, not only, my God, with a feeling, but also you have a hunger, my God, pertaining to the word of God. And I'm telling you right now, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it. When you begin to engage into the word of God and begin to engage into the thing of God, and I'm telling you right now that your life is going to be blessed. Amen. Your life is going to be blessed like never before. I just want to thank God for you all once again. And I just want to tell you, amen, at the end of the day, your blessing that God has for you is all about you. It has a lot to do with you. And that's dealing with my brothers and sisters all over the world, families all over the world, amen, internationally and also nationally. I just want to let you know, my God Almighty, your season of blessing is whatever you determine it to be, amen. Your season don't have to be next year. Your season could start when? Right now. Your season don't have to start at the end of this year. Your season could start when? Right now. I just want to let you know that your turnaround, amen, doesn't have to start at a certain time or a certain day. Your turnaround to walk into the things of God, it could start when? Right now. I truly believe that in this time, in this season, that not only God is unveiling and manifesting, my God, the word of God and the prophecies that many of you, that it was spoken to you from God. Notice I said from God. I'm not talking about folks that said it was from God, but it wasn't from God. I'm not talking about your imagination. I'm not talking about your human spirit or what you want. Amen. But when it comes from God, my God, it's manifesting in the lives of others. Amen. So some of you, you still waiting. Baby, you don't have to wait. One thing that I learned and I walked, I learned in this walk with God, you don't have to wait on God. Amen. It's nothing about being wait on God. I understand that he's saying, my God Almighty, that he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. One thing that I do found out, I did found out that that is a saying, because God is always with you and he always doing different things. It's just certain timing, amen, when certain blessings will come and manifest in your life. But before certain blessings that you request that comes and manifests in your life, you already experiencing other blessings. Amen. But we get so programmed that we want certain things at a certain time and certain, you know, like right now. We wanted certain things, certain times where we are not being appreciative of what's going on right now. We are not being appreciative for where he's at right now. So our minds, we don't move all the way to the problem, and we want God to come fix this problem when? Right now. Amen. And we want him to come make way of this problem when? Right now. Amen. And when he begin to come, when things begin to fix in our life, things begin to level off in our life, then we become what? thankful. Amen. We become thankful because things done leveled off in our life and things done came, my God, is stress done leveled on went down. All this hardship done went down. You know, all this stuff done leveled off in our life. Then we become thankful. But while we in certain areas, amen, we not realizing that we still living and walking in what? In blessings of the Lord. Because we done made a situation greater, amen, in our life than we are looking what God is already doing in our life. I'm going to say that again, my God Almighty, and I hope it don't hit somebody. Because we done made a situation greater in our life, or we done made a problem greater in our life other than realizing what God already done in our life. One thing that I found out, my God, walking with God, when you are thankful, it ain't stressful. You don't walk in stress. You don't walk in worry, my God, because you are thankful. You just not thankful in one category, but you are thankful in every category. We got individuals that are thankful, but they are thankful in certain categories pertaining to their life. And their life, my God, they don't get thankful or they don't be thankful in other areas in our life unless something is done or something is given to them. Amen? And a lot of times, many people begin to focus on what they don't have. And they begin to focus on what they need. And because they focus on what they don't have and what they need, and whenever they get, my God Almighty, certain things to fill that void, now they become what? They become thankful. Amen? They give God thanks, my God, when certain areas is good. They give God thanks when money is flowing good. They give God thanks when everything is running smooth. They give God thanks when home is good. They give God thanks, my God, in these areas. But the moment when things begin to get a little chaotic, amen, we begin to focus on different things that is pertaining to the problem. I want to let you know something, like I was sharing with everyone on yesterday, that God don't deal with the problem. My God, he deal with your situation as if it's assignment. And you got to understand that God don't deal with in and everything. Amen. Your situation becomes an assignment to God. It doesn't become a problem, because you got to understand, when we speak to God or when we're dealing with God in the kingdom of God, amen, a problem doesn't exist. I had to pause for a minute. Problem doesn't exist, my God Almighty, in the kingdom of God. Problems doesn't exist in heaven. Problems doesn't exist, my God Almighty. It be assignments that is exist. And however the assignment got to get completed, or which way the assignment get done. One thing about God, he doesn't handle every assignment the same way. Amen? He doesn't handle. Well, let's look at the beginning. In the book of Genesis, that the Bible say, my God Almighty, that in the beginning that God created the heaven and the earth, God didn't see that it was a problem here on earth. He did what? He created a problem. He created the heavens. He created the earth. Amen. So he was operating in an assignment. An assignment took what? About 6 days. And on the seventh day, the Bible says, he what? He rested. So the assignment went on for 6 days. And on the seventh day, the Bible says what? He rested. Now, not everything within that assignment that God began to operate in, that assignment was going according to plan. See, many of you thinking everything has to go according to plan. And many of you don't want to adapt to situation, and you just got this one-shot mindset. This is what I need to do. This is how I am. Some people call wired. Some people call just being this way and all that. I call just being stubborn and stuck in your ways, and you don't want to change. Why? Because even God, when he created the heaven and earth by the words that he's spoken out of his, come on somebody, by the words that he's spoken out of his mouth, in the same, my God Almighty, chapter, the Bible says that it was a void that came, darkness in a void felt upon the earth. Amen. It was an issue here. It was, my God Almighty, it looks like it was a problem, but remember this, God don't deal with the problem, he deal with the assignment. So the assignment calls forth, my God, something that is not right, or my assignment that I don't put forth, something became a problem. It's a problem here. So what God did, he didn't look at it as a problem, because a problem is what? Defeated. A problem is what? Conquer. How was conquered? My God Almighty. First of all, you're dealing with the Lord. Second of all, if there's any problem that comes before heaven, it's conquered. So a problem doesn't exist with God, but assignment does. So he did not, my God, the Bible did not say he moved on the void, or he moved up on the face of the darkness. It did not say he spoke, but the Bible say he moved upon the face of the deep. He moved upon the voided area. So he did not handle that assignment the same way. He handled the assignment, my God, or what? A different way. See, some of you, my God Almighty, the enemy is just upon you. He know every pattern. He know your every thought. He know your every mood. He can just cut you off over here. He can just cut you off over here. You got the same way of thinking, the same way. The time don't change, but you did. My God, your life don't change, but you did not. My God, things don't change, but you did not. Some of us is still looking, my God, living, my God Almighty, with the oxes and the mules and everything, and time don't change. So you making things more harder for yourself, amen, than what God could do for you. So we got to understand, even in this category of being thankful, amen, being thankful, are we really thankful? Are we really thankful for what God done did in our life? Are we really thankful for what he's doing? Are we really thankful, my God Almighty? I don't understand how some of us can be saying that I'm thankful of God blessing my life, or we get up with this testimony. It's an old school testimony. I thank God for waking me up, and I thank God for giving me another chance to live. But you're still killing yourself with your weakness. You're still drinking yourself to death. You're still killing your body, you're killing your organs slowly for what you put in your body, but you're going to tell me that you're thankful for life. You cannot be thankful for life if you ain't going to try to put up a fight to, my God, to deal with what is killing you, even if it's an addiction, even if it's some type of problem or craving that you have that is affecting your body. You can't say you're thankful for life or what God is giving you. Amen. No, you're thankful, my God, for having life with your issues, with your weakness, with your habits, with your certain things that is causing your life to slip away out of your hands slowly, causing your life to speed up, for you cannot have a fulfilled, healthy, full life. Y'all hear me? Because why? What you are doing to yourself, my God Almighty, is more so you're more thankful of your weakness, and you're more thankful of your cravings, and you're more thankful of your, my God, your addiction, more than you are thankful for God giving you life and for God giving, y'all come on up in here. My God Almighty, is anybody this morning? Amen. Are you thankful for God giving you life? Are you thankful for what God is doing? Many people said with their mouth, but at the end of the day, when you begin to operate in the kingdom of God, it's not about your mouth so much. It's about your actions. Your actions will speak, my God Almighty, help me here, louder than the words that you say out of your mouth. If you don't say nothing verbally, but your actions speaks it all day. Amen. Are you thankful for God giving you a second chance? But how can you be thankful for God could be giving you a second chance, but you complain about everything? You still dipping and diving. One minute you want to worship God, next minute you want to play with the devil. One minute you want to shout and dance with the Holy Ghost, and the next minute you want to shout and dance with the devil. Are you really thankful that God done gave you a second chance? Are you really thankful that God done opened up opportunities and opened up doors for you? Y'all about to hear me up in here. One minute you're down on your luck, you're struggling with finances, next minute you're praying, my God, and you're praying over here while you're down. God opened up opportunities, but when May God open up opportunity. You want to come on these folks, my God, in these places with your attitude. You want to be late. You want to be open to fire, to authority. You don't want to listen to nobody. You know it all, amen. But yet you're going to say, I thank God for the opportunity. Do you understand that what you are doing, you are speaking lying words out of your mouth. You are speaking lying tongues out of your mouth because your words say one thing, but your actions, my God almighty, I'm teaching better than I'm getting an amen, amen. But your actions are saying something different. Tell me what God is going to believe. I need somebody to go ahead and help me. My God, text me. Let me know what God is going to believe. Is he going to believe the words that you say out of your mouth or the actions that you demonstrate? That the Bible tells us, my God almighty, a liar will not tarry in his sight. Y'all about to hear me? What are you doing? You're probably be speaking things, saying different things, trying to manipulate the situation. Your mouth is saying one thing, but the situation or what you've done or how you proceed or how you presented a situation says another thing. So the actions over here says one thing, but you describing out of your mouth the actions over here, you saying a totally different thing. So the question is, tell me what God is going to believe. Is he going to believe the words that you said out of your mouth or the ashes that you do? Amen. You could say I'm not a thief, but yet you still taking belongings that doesn't belong to you, or you didn't have no permission to take it, or you didn't have no permission to receive it. You received it on your own and you don't took it to your dwelling place, but yet you go before the Lord and say, God, I am not a thief. I thank you for not being a thief. I thank you for delivering me for a thief, but you just took something that did not belong to you, or you didn't have permission to take something, to take or to receive that product or that object. But yet you say out of your mouth, you're not a thief, but your action says you are what? Are a thief. Is anybody there this morning? My God, internationally, are you there? Amen. So your actions is speaking a louder than what you say. That's why we have a lot of hypocrite individuals. Amen. They say one thing, but their action says something else. Amen. That's why we got a lot of people that God be listening. He hears you, but at the end of the day, he don't respond. I'm thankful, but yet and still, you still got in, you still engaging in this, but you're thankful. Then we begin to you got to understand, being thankful or giving thanks to God, my God, I know that many people don't minimize that word. That is a powerful action word. That is a powerful action word. It's just not no little bit of word that say, oh God, I'm thankful. That word is equal up to when somebody say, and they have true love for you. When God said, I love you, amen, and he loved you enough to give his life on the cross, being faithful is up there in that same category with the love of God. Y'all about to hear me? Because love is also an action word. It ain't nothing something that I can just go and tell you, but I never show it. My God, I love you, but I don't care about you. I love you, but I dog you out. I love you, but I don't hold you accountable. I love you, my God almighty. I don't have passion, my God, about your life and about the different direction and the decisions that you make, but I say I love you, my God almighty. Something ain't right with this picture here, amen? So we got to understand that our actions, my God, it speaks louder than our words. And this is where a lot of people get messed up when they saying they thankful or they giving thanks to God. Are you giving thanks to God with a pure tongue, or are you giving thanks with God to God with a lying tongue? Because at the end of the day, if your tongue is pure, your actions is going to show it as well. But if you got a lying tongue, you're going to speak one thing, but your actions going to say, y'all about to hear me, going to say another thing. How in the world you going to say, God, I thank you for you bringing certain people in my life, but you lie on them, you backstab them. My God, come on somebody, I know you don't experience that. Some of you all are experiencing right now. I thank God for you, but yet it's still they betray you, amen, but yet they thankful for you. No, they thankful for what you done did for them, or they thank you for what you thankful for, that you don't help them, amen, but they are not thankful for their life with you. They are not thankful for their life being turned around. They are thankful for that moment, or they having an emotional thank you, amen, because now they got the stress or burden is like ease off of them. So now they thankful of that situation, or they thankful that they didn't die. They thankful that the enemy didn't take them out. They thankful that this situation worked out. They thankful, but they are not thankful for their life to change. You got to understand something, saints of God. When you be thankful with God and you be walking with God, and when we say thankful, God, and you say thankful for your life, and when we become thankful of God, it's just not for that moment. It's a life-changing moment. God is not in the generic brand of medication. He's not there to just temporarily relieve your headache. He's not there just temporarily relieve your pain. God is not in the generic brand. He is in the authentic brand. He is in a brand, my God Almighty, to where when you give it to him or when he do something for you, it's a life-changing. You begin to make life-changing decisions. You begin to have life-changing moment. It's just not a situation, or it's just not a moment to where you just got that moment, then you go right back to where you came from. What happened is God will not believe you, and you think you begin to access with God. No, you will not. Brothers, no, you were not, sister. Then look at the children of Israel. One, they were thankful when they left out of the Egypt and they come out of Pharaoh, my God, camp. All of them were celebrating. They was cheering. They was having a good time. But as they got down in that journey, my God Almighty, here come the talk. Here come the issues. Here come the problems. Here come the complaints. Here come all that kind of stuff, my God Almighty. Here come all of these type of issues that they had in had inside themselves. I thought y'all was thankful for leaving out of there. I thought y'all was thankful coming out of captivity. Baby, if you were so thankful, you won't be worrying about anything. All you'll be worrying about, God, even though it's hot out here in this desert, I thank you that I don't have to spend it in Pharaoh camp. Even though, my God Almighty, that we in a place where it's nothing but dirt, I thank you that I don't have to labor no more trying to build something that I'm not getting a reward other than beat down, put down. Even though I don't have much out here, but I thank you that I'd rather not have much in here, out here, and have plenty in there and still get beat down, walked down, and trying to come out of this place. Some folks, my God Almighty, when you get them out there, the true identity or the true them is going to show that some of these individuals that left, my God, that Israel don't left Pharaoh camp, they had petitions, they had requests. Maybe we need to go back because we like our situation better. Wait a minute. Once you was one of the ones that you were so thankful that you got released out of captivity, now you want to go back to captivity? How in the world that you was thankful? That's why they didn't get an opportunity, my God Almighty, to open up to go into the promised land, because they wasn't really thankful of what God done. If they were thankful, their minds would have changed. Their life would have changed. How they see things or their perception, it would have did what? It would have changed. How are we so thankful? And we walk with thanksgiving with the Lord, and nothing about us changed? Nothing. No, you just thankful that God, that that you came through that situation that you had. Because if you are thankful for what God is doing in your life, and you're giving credit to God, keep walking like the children of Israel, back with the same old issues, the same old problem, the same old results, the same old things that is constantly going on and on in our life. But yet, I am
thankful for what God has done. No, you are thankful for that moment, because there was a moment that you probably thought that you're going to die, but you did not die, and you're living. You're thankful for that moment because you're still going right back, my God, with the same old stress, running with the same old decision, riding with the same old people, got the same old stuff that is going on, and now here come your issues coming back the same old way, just with a different angle, and coming back the same or overtaken, but here you are. You say you're thankful for life. Come on, somebody, y'all, quiet this morning. Are we really thankful for life? Are we really speaking with a lying tongue? And because we're speaking with a lying tongue, it gives the enemy access to come into our life. Because on one hand, we're telling God, God, I thank you, but you're really not thankful. You're really thankful just for that situation. Because you're being so selfish and you just seeing the situation that helped you or that brought you or it took off the stress from you. You don't have to worry about this no more because it don't work itself out. But you are not thankful enough to change or make certain decisions for these things will not happen again in your life that God done brought you out. You ain't thankful enough for that, but you're thankful for that moment. So are we really being thankful, or are we really speaking out of deception out of our mouth and not knowing we are speaking with deception? Are we really thankful, my God? Are we really being ungrateful and without knowing that we are being ungrateful? Are we really thankful? Are we really lying out of our mouth and using a lying tongue because our action shows one thing and our mouth is showing another thing without knowing that we are speaking lies in an atmosphere that we're saying, God, I'm thankful. God, I thank you for this car, but I run it down in the ground. I let others run it down in the ground. After some time, I really don't care about it. Because why? I see my eyes on something greater. I see my eyes on this here, where the Bible tells us, despise not small beginnings. Amen. Through all things, give something great. But because I want something greater, I don't want to take care of this. I don't have the heart to take care of that. But I'm still expecting God to give me something greater, make a way out, so I can have something greater. But I'm supposed to be thankful of this, my God, and I'm not thankful of what he already gave me. Amen. We said out our mouth, but your actions will show how thankful you are. The actions will show, my God, are you really thankful? I remember my first hootie, my God almighty, that it was an old car sitting in there. It was so tricked out, y'all. My God, I had velvet seats. My seats in the car was like a maroon velvet. I'm talking about some pillow top stitch. It was some old school, my God almighty, inside show car, outside like a Lincoln. You know, it was like a Lincoln. It was all put together, put it that way. I done took that car with its paint shaving off and everything. I done took it in the drive-thru. I used to wax it. I used to detail it. My God, I used to take it and try to tuck the loose fabrics up and everything else. My God, I'm talking about vacuum it. I was clean. Average person would look at him like, man, you need to go ahead and get rid of that thing, get you something else. No, I always had a heart of being thankful. I was just thankful, my God, because it was I remember when I was walking, my God, and used to walk with holes in my boot on that gravel. So when God gave me or blessed me with something else, my God, where I had to play little or nothing, I was so thankful. I didn't want to tear it up. I didn't want nobody messing up. Why? Because I don't want to go back to where I came from. So I had to make life decisions with what I had. Is anybody there? You'll begin to make life decisions with what you have. You won't begin to make life decisions with what you don't have. You'll begin to work in renewing your mind on where you at. You don't try to get to a certain point and try to renew your mind. It don't work like that with God. If it's so, he'll been allowed that first set of the children of Israel going to the promised land and chastise them, get them right, train them, teach them. But God kept them out of it, because when you bring something contaminated into something pure, that contaminated product will contaminate that pure area. So he kept them out. Amen? He kept them out. The question is this morning, how thankful you really are. Are you thankful for the opportunities that God will open up in your life, or financial? But if you are, You'll be the best person that anybody ever seen. Or you one of these individuals got to make excuses all the time. Then now you go through hardships trying to find this and get this, and you never can keep nothing. Why? God's hands are covering is not upon you. Being thankful is also comes with a covering. It be covered by God. What's covered? Everything that you have and you accomplish in life. This is why I tell people you're not going to lose. Long as you are thankful. And long as you are thankful, you put the actions and the work in it. Because what it does, it creates a covering over these areas in your life. That's why I have a short temper. I have a short fuse when individuals come and try to come around in my dwelling places that God don't open up opportunity and bless, and you trying to mishandle it. You've been deceptive. You are trying to, my God, allowing you to do it, you about finna run it in the ground. I have an issue with that. I have a problem with that because I know if I don't deal with it, amen, I come from up under the covering what God don't bless, amen, and now everything that I have is in jeopardy because why? I'm not thankful enough to deal with or to handle, my God, certain situation in my life that is not thankful of the blessing that is not around them. Y'all hear me? Now hear me. So now I got trouble. Now I got all kinds of stuff. Amen. So many people make themselves attached to people. It's nothing wrong with having a certain amount of attaching to people. I got some attaching to certain people. Amen. But don't be so attached or so connected where you cannot deal with the problem when the individuals begin to go left. Or the individual begin to take another course, another path, and deviate from the journey that is set before them. You have to make a decision. Why? Because I cannot let you or you the cause of the blessings that God has placed in my life and begin to look at me sideways. Why? Because I said, God, I'm thankful. You got to understand, he gave it to you. And the others that is around you, they have an opportunity to be blessed through the same blessing, but through you. So when it get cut off through who? It get cut off through you. Amen. If you don't deal with it, it get cut off through you. Here you are, for example, you got a brand new house. You don't invite company to come over your house. You don't thank God. You don't pray. You don't have your house dedication. You don't give it God. You're thankful. You don't work hard. You don't work hard for what you have. Now God don't bless you. Now you don't got this house. You invited company come over. Now company come over. You got rules and different things that is set in your home. Amen. And now the rules and things that you set, folks that want to break it, folks want to do what they want to do. You tell them to stay out of certain areas because you want to keep that reserve. You like a nice place. Amen. Folks want to throw their seats all up. Things want to get thrown on the ground. And here come you. You just looking. Well, they just having a good time. Y'all go ahead and enjoy yourself. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about that. Go ahead and enjoy yourself and all that kind of stuff there. Amen. And yet you telling God you're thankful of your home. You're thankful what he done. But here you got individuals that you will not stand up and say nothing about to protect, oh, my God Almighty, and to cover what he got for you. But yet you want God to cover your stuff. You want God to cover you. You want God to cover your dwelling place. But you ain't not trying. You ain't trying to put the work in to deal with the issues or deal with the things, my God, around you and on the assignment of God to be have an assignment to protect your garden. Just like he told Adam, you protect this field. You protect this garden. And yet we don't protect the garden. We don't protect the field. We just are, oh, I just can't find another person like that. That was a good friend. Yeah, that was probably was a good friend. And that still ain't going to change that they ain't good friends. But they begin to mess up into the blessing. They probably forgot because people are not going to take care of your stuff like you going to take care of. People are not going to appreciate your blessing, my God, the blessing that is on your life like you appreciate it. Why? They have not walked and suffered through the journey like you walk and suffer. Amen. They going to only appreciate what God done did for them. So you got to let people know that at the end of the day, I got a line right here. Amen. You don't have to appreciate the blessing, but you're going to respect, my God Almighty, this blessed house. You're going to respect the car that God blessed me with. You're going to respect, my God Almighty, me on this job or in this job that God done bless and open up opportunity for me to have. You're going to respect. You might not appreciate it, but you're going to respect it. Are you really thankful? Come on, church. Are we really thankful? Are we really thankful of what God is doing? Are we really thankful of what God done blessed us and how he done blessed us? Are we really thankful? Or we done took the initiative to define what thankful is? Are we one defining for God thankful is? Are we defining this for God? Or are we really looking at what thankful to God or what this really represents? Or it's about what we feel as though it represents. It's about what we think is what represents. Are we really thankful? If you're thankful for God for life, for the things that God bless you with, let the protection and the covering of God be upon you. Not about the mouth, that's not about the things you say, but by your actions. Your actions will demonstrate to God that you are really thankful. Thanks for opportunity. Thanks for life. Thanks for the blessings. Thanks for the covering. Thanks for the protection. Because why? You begin to make life decisions. I always tell the individual, I always have this saying. I always have this saying. The first time you may get me, the first time, my God, you may get me, but it won't be a second or third time. Why? It's going to be some changes that I made. I'm going to make how I deal with you. It's going to be some changes that I'm going to make, how I approach, how I react, my conversation. My discernment is going to be looking at you very closely. Things that you say, things that come out of you, it's going to be very close. Amen? It won't be a second time. It won't be a third time. And this is where you walk into being thankful. Many of us, we have different things that we come up short by. But let's not keep coming up short. Let's begin to make some changes. Let's begin to make some changes. If you thank God for life, some of you all done have some of the experiences, and you still putting this stuff in your body, you still don't want to fight, my God, to get this craving and get this addiction out of your life, and God done spared your life, and yet you so thankful? It's something wrong with that. It's something wrong with that. Let's begin to make some decisions. That way we can show God, I'm thankful. And when you show a person that you are very thankful, let me tell you something. That individual, that person don't mind doing anything for you. That individual don't mind being a blessing. I had a situation on the job, my God Almighty. I know she might not mind me talking about this part with my daughter, Minister Shaquita. I had a situation on the job. And her husband gave me a call, and Ronald said, Pastor, somebody want to buy this picture on this wall. I said, well, how much is it? So I shot him a number. I said, well, it's this this number. I'm not locked in that it's a picture that Minister Shaquita, she truly gave it to me out of her heart. So I say, it's this number. Go ahead and tell him it's this number. Okay. Brother Ron say, okay. So I'm glad Brother Ron used some wisdom and then went out there and tell the man, because at the end of the day, I've been in some trouble. So by the time I got back to the building, Brother Ron was telling me about the picture. So I'm thinking it's a picture that is way down there, but yet it's a picture that it was given to me by my spiritual daughter, Minister Shaquita. And Brother Ron was like, well, Pastor, you know, I ain't go out there and tell the man the price. So I was just going on and on. I say, listen. I say, Ron, I say, listen, anything for sale. You go ahead and sell that thing. You go ahead and do whatever, because I'm thinking about he's talking about another picture. Then I say, it ain't meaning much to me anyways, you know, because these are some pictures I got from Amazon and different things like that. I just went to Walmart, I picked up and put them in a frame and stuff like that. Then Shaquita like, you know, wait a minute. That's how you feel about me? So I had to look like, what are we talking about? And they say, no, we're talking about that picture. Then I say, oh, no, it's not. Then, you know, she was feeling like, I ain't finna buy nothing else for Apostle. I can't buy him nothing else if that's how he's going to feel. Amen? You're not going to keep giving to an ungrateful person, a person that doesn't have a spirit of being thankful. But they said out of their mouth, thank you. Because when I received it, I said, thank you. It was a thankful, it was a great blessing. I said, thank you, amen. But then my actions said something else, but it spoke louder than what came out of my mouth at the beginning. Are y'all catching this? Are you catching this? Are you really catching this? So my actions almost eliminate, and also it almost hurt, it was hurting her feelings, amen, through my actions. Even though we was all talking about two different things, but this is, if I was talking about that, it was doing something. It hurted that individual that blessed me. It hurted that individual to the point, so that individual said, I'm not going to buy him nothing. I'm not going to give him nothing. How would you think God feel that we want God to spare our life, but you ain't trying to do anything to help your own life to reach health? You're not doing anything. Your actions is speaking different from the words you say. But we want God to bless us? My God. And God say, listen, I don't bless you, but you hurting me by the actions that you are doing. Are we hurting God? What are we doing with our actions before the living God? Are we truly thankful? Are we truly thankful? Amen? Are we truly thankful? It's no price tag. And I had to tell the individuals, one individual was trying to give me some good money for that picture. Good money for that picture. Amen? It's no price tag. It's no price tag to give to me for something that someone gave out of genuine, out of their heart. I don't have many people around me. And, you know, it's a lot of people give things, but it's a lot of people doesn't give it out of the genuine of their heart. And I thank God for ADM and people that really been blessing pastor. They give it from the genuine of their heart. Amen. You can't put a price tag on that. My God, I had to put the picture in my office, y'all. My God, Fred get some legs on it and begin to walk off. Amen. So we cannot put a price tag on the blessings and on the things that God done did to our life. So I had to make a decision to take it off the wall, put it inside a secure place. I had to make a decision not to just leave it there and take the opportunity that something get taken off the wall like one picture did. So it's a possibility that it could get taken out off the wall. So I had to make a decision and make a decision to protect what was given to me and valuable to me. Same thing with the Lord, church. You have to make a decision when you are thankful for something, to make a decision, to change, to make life decisions, to change your thinking, to change the way you're doing things, to change. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you don't change, my God, certain things that you say you're thankful about, then the adversary come in and snatch it away from you. What can you say? You set it up there to be taken. You didn't even try to protect it. You didn't even try to fight for it. You didn't even try to change certain things so you could keep it and cherish it for you. Come on, saints. Help me out here. Let's begin to walk in thanksgiving, and let's begin to walk, my God Almighty, into the thankful of God. We have to change our mindset. If your husband or wife, if you all are thankful of each other, y'all begin to change how you treat each other. You begin to change how you deal with each other. You begin to change. Amen? You begin to see different things, have a different outlook and different opinion about certain things pertaining to each other. And first of all, you begin to make the changes within yourself first. Come on, somebody. If husband, you love your wife, you're dealing with health issues, you'll begin to make changes for your health to get into a great place Why? Because I want to be around for my wife, and I don't want my wife to stress and to worry, my God Almighty, about me. So I need to make some decision. Because why? I'm thankful of her, and I don't want her to stress. Wives, the same way. If you are thankful for your husband and thankful for your family, you won't, you'll stop making some changes pertaining to you. For why? For you to be around. Let me put this bug into your ear. It's over 500,000 people that left this earth within, my God, a year, year and a half. Over 500,000. Now, all these people was worldly folks. Some of these people was some God-fearing believers, some intercessors, some prophetess. Amen. Some great individuals that walk in the spiritual authority and are left out of this world. Don't you think for a chance that you cannot live out of this earth, leave this earth, because you Holy Ghost filled. That's why heaven is prepared for you believers and Holy Ghost filled. But you can leave this earth. Don't you think it. Don't you think because God covering me and he's going to keep covering your wrongdoing. He's going to keep covering what you've been neglecting. You got to take this thing serious. And if you don't take your life serious, why you want God to keep you then? Come on, somebody. Oh, my goodness. Let me get out of here. So being thankful is a way of actions. It's your actions. It's not so much of the things you say. When we've been thankful for one another, we begin to make sacrifices for each other. We begin to put away and put aside our gender. And we begin to be more sacrificed because why? I'm thankful of you. I'm thankful for who you are to me in my life. So I make sacrifices when I don't want to make them. I'm thankful for my wife. I love my wife. Thankful for my wife. I could be home tired one day, tired of stuff. My wife say, hey, I want this. I say, do you want me to go to the store? I jump right up and go to the store. Then she say, no, don't worry about that. You're tired. You've been going all day. Amen. Why? Because I'm thankful. So my actions will speak louder than words. Amen. I'm thankful of certain individuals that God done bless me around. Amen. That's why I'm so thankful. That's why we're going to make sure we're going to hit the top of success. We're going to work hard. Because I'm thankful of these individuals. So what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? It's much more than the words that you say, brothers and sisters. It's the actions that comes from you. Amen? So we got to understand, if we don't want to go back to a certain place, let's begin to be thankful for what God is doing in our life. Let's begin to be thankful. I pray that this teaching on being thankful, and you can really see it from a different perspective. That way, we don't use these terms that we are thankful, but we really not. And we begin to speak to God as if we are thankful, but yet we are lying. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Everyone that is listening to this broadcast and listening to me, I think you need to repent. I think many of you all over the world, you need to repent. Because you probably did not know that you was walking into a third dimension sin. That's a sin that you committed, not here on earth, but that's a sin you committed in heaven. It's a sin that to where you might not know that you wasn't being honest. Because your actions say something totally different than your response or things that comes out of your mouth. That's a third dimension sin. Some of us, we begin to say different things, and we think that we are saying things authentic, but we are not being honest because our actions show something else. You need to repent. By this teaching, I hope it opened your eyes to see that I really wasn't thankful. I was really being selfish because it was about me. It wasn't about the individual. It wasn't about anything else. It wasn't even about me making a life decision for to change my habits and change my life. It was about God bringing me out of that moment. Father, I repent. I repent that me being selfish. I repent of me making decisions pertaining to the emotion words that come out of my mouth. But my actions speak something else. Some of you need to repent because God done spared your life over and over again. But you're not even trying to put up a fight to fight these weaknesses, to fight this alcohol, to fight this nicotine, to fight that weed, to fight that drug. It's like, okay, whatever happens, you need to repent. Forgive me, God, for taking life for granted. Forgive me for taking me for granted. Forgive me for taking the blessings that you don't put on my life. Forgive me, Lord, for taking it for granted. Are we really thankful, church? You need to repent. We need to come into the place to where we ask God to forgive us. Forgive us for what we did not know. Because I thought I was being thankful. I did not know that it was a life changing. I thought it was the moment. The way people put it is just being thankful for what you gave. But what you was putting in, God, from the kingdom perspective, make life decisions. So I can begin to walk into these areas. So I can begin to receive what you don't bless me with. Father, I repent. I throw my hands up. Forgive me. Not knowing I was ungrateful. But I tell everybody else they need to be faithful. But yet, I'm still walking, being ungrateful, allowing people to come in and mishandle and run the different things that I know of into the ground that you don't bless me with. Forgive me, God, for me handling a business like that. Forgive me, God, being unthankful, being ungrateful through my actions. So I repent this morning. I repent. I repent, God. Forgive me, God. You're blessing me with life. And my body, God. And I'm saying I'm thankful for the life you gave me, but I don't even get up and try to walk my faith so I can walk in my healing. But yet, I... Forgive me, God. Forgive me. Forgive me. So I speak this day. I speak it this morning. I repent. Church, you need to repent. Church, you need to ask God to forgive me. Forgive you. Forgive you of your selfish ways. That I'm not concerned about my health. I'm not being concerned about it. And I'm not realizing it's affecting my home. It's affecting my husband. It's affecting my wife. It's affecting. But I'm so selfish, not locking in. And I'm just looking at everything as me. Forgive me, God. But yet I feel thankful for me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me, Father. I repent. You need to repent, brother. You need to repent, sister. This is a third dimension sin. This is a third dimension sin. It ain't a first or a second dimension. It ain't about stealing. It ain't about all this other stuff. It's a third dimension sin that I'm committing against the kingdom of God. I repent. I repent. Do you repent? I hope it bless you, my God. Many of you, you're blessed. And you just thank God. Because it's a third dimension sin when we begin to walk in these areas. And I pray that you don't walk in this sin for actions and ways anymore. Don't say you're thankful to God and you don't make life decisions. And you got to keep being in this place where God got to keep trying to pull you out. Think, fight for your life. Fight to get rid of these addictions and these habits. Fight. Because why? You're thankful that God gave you life. And he gave you another chance. Many of you, you need to repent. You need to rededicate your life to God. You need to repent. So many of you is worrying about the folks out in the streets, worrying about people is fornicating and all that. But what about your sanctified self? You say one thing and do another. What about your holy self? You need to repent as well. Repent into the third dimension that we are committing with God, not being good stewards over what he blessed us with. But yet I say, thank you. So I repent. You repent. In the name of Jesus. I hope many of you was blessed this morning. Thank God for you all. It's the ADM Ministry of Papa Temple. My wife, Lakeisha Simpson, ADM family. We thank God for each and every one of you and our broadcast leaders. You be blessed in Jesus' name.